Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. She responds to Luni Shpas Ami Yakushon Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings there was the Hu Yenuka, who was this child who was learning Maseches Avodah Zarah in 6 years. Rashi says he was 6 years old learning Avodah Zarah, and he went and asked him questions. So there's a few Ha'oris over here that brought down the Sefer's Det Soifim, an idea of a child who was so wise and so smart that at the age of six, they asked him questions. The Amri Royim asked him questions in Inyone Maseches Avodah Zarah. So Nikuda number one is brought down the Ben Ishchai in his Tshuva Sefer Rav Peholim Chelik Dalid, and the Chelik called Soyd Sherm Simon Vov brings a question that he was asked. What shot that Rochel and Leah were able on their own to know to be at tzedekus, to do the right thing? They were growing in the surroundings of Rishayim. So how were they able to figure out the true emes and to be worshiping Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, some tzaddikim, they have a big neshamas, that they're born with these neshamas, and on their own, they connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, don't be so surprised, because the Arizal bring the Shai Gagulim, that there was this Yenuka brought down the Sefer HaZoya, who was Megalis Soides HaToyu as a Yenuka. And he says, Shmuel HaNavi was a Chochem Gadol, he was only 2 years old. And Rachel, who was Zoychet in Nevuah, when the Meraglim came to her, even though she was not Jewish, and Sarah Imenu had a big neshama before Avraham Avinu married her. So he says there are such a thing that children, very young children, have big neshamas and able to connect to a very high place. Now this leads to another interesting discussion. When you have a very young child who is in such a high level, do we treat him differently legabe halochas of ketanim? So the Gris Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, brings in one of his tshuvas, when he speaks about some inyonim that have to do with Sfeika to explain the Shita of the Rambam, he says that even you have a child who has a lot of Deya. He says we have sometimes little children that are able to learn Gemara Toises that adults can learn. And he brings our Gemara, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Our Gemara, they have a Yenuka, who was able to tell him Tshuvas, Halacha Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And he brings the story of the seven children of Chano that were able to answer the Caesar and why they're not going to do Avodah Zarah. And he says the youngest one is brought down the Medrash, she was still nursing from his mother. He continues and says even the Vilna Goyen, he was such a big chacham that when he was a child, he knew so much Torah. He says still, legabe halacha, we consider all these children just like children that have no das. Because that's the Gzeres HaKasov, that's where we have a Kabbalah, that until the age of 13, they have no das. And even though they're so smart, they know so much Torah, we still treat them as ein lam das. Mitzat Sheini, the Tzlach, and Brochas Daf Lamed Aleph, regarding when Shmuel argued with Eli, he says a tremendous chiddush. He says that Eli was testing Shmuel to see how smart he is. If he's very smart, he'll get punished. And the Binyan Ariel and Pashas of Ayeshiv learns from the Reim and the Pasha that a child who's extremely smart will get punished between his Shemai. And I in the Pardes Yosef, Pashas Achimois, at the beginning of Pashas Achimois, he brings these two Mekoiris, and he says, it's a big chiddush according to that, that some children, you consider them to be ketanim, some not. But it's mashma from Divrei the Binyan Ariel, and that may be also Pshat Netzlach, that of course, bedinei beisdin, we don't punish anybody before the age of 13. But bedinei shamayim, or in a dinim of chutzpah, like we have by Shmuel asking Eli, that may be different. That's not called a regular dinim of beisdin. So therefore, there you can punish someone at a lower age. But Kulpanim, we find that this idea, they have children, they're extremely wise and smart, and they're able to get to the Das and Havano, and that's based on the fact they have this big neshama, and that's the Yenuka mentioned in our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shemach Shavah email list, what's good, please email shemachshavah@gmail.com.